My grandparents both lived at Fayette, Missouri. And as a boy growing up, I made a few visits from Idaho. The first one I don't remember, except stories about being lost on the Portland Rose and the porter finding me and bringing me back to Mom's carriage on his shoulders, and much to her horror that I was riding on a black's shoulder. Of course, in those days, it wasn't called black, it was Negro, among the nice term. You know, the bad term, of course, was nigger. And of course, that's neither here nor there, except it's a point of history. My early recollections are kind of interesting. When I was about 8 or 9 years old, I went back with my mother. But because I was older and enjoyed the things that a kid is interested in on a farm, I spent most of my time at the Mannion, my grandfather Mannion's place, which was about 3.5 miles out of town. My trips to Missouri were special. And my grandparents, of course, I was the apple of their eye along with the other grandkids, and they treated me so wonderfully. I might mention a couple of things that have to do with the period of time. This was in the late 20s, early 30s. I remember the flies were pretty bad. And the house, my grandparents' Mannion's place had a kitchen with a screened-in porch, and then the next room was what they called what we would call a living room, and then the next room, there were three big rooms with a very large closet in between the last two rooms. Which in before my time served as a place where they drove a horse or oxen through and could roll a log into the big fireplace. As a boy growing up, they had closed that off, and you could see the mantle was still there, but they had closed the fireplace off for heating purposes, and they had a modern, for those days, coil oil stove for heat. And then the last room was what they call the parlor, kept for only visitors. It wasn't used. It had a dresser and a chest of drawers, a couple of chairs, and a bed. And it was made up with a nice comforter and reserved only for visitors. Now, when Mom came with me, we got to sleep in there. But when I was there, I slept with Grandpa in what was called the living room. And he and I slept in the bed, and then Grandma slept over in one corner in a single bed. And this was nice. Granddad wore a long underwear year-round. How in the world he could stand those at temperatures that reached 112 with the humidity or more in Missouri in the summertime was always an interesting thing to me. But he did, and when I slept with him, I can't say I enjoyed it, but there was a very prominent B.O. as a result. And, you know, you, as a kid, 8 or 9 years old, I was curious about everything that went on. And I remember Grandma undressing over, way over in one corner. And this is a large room. A third, again, as large as this room. And she would start by taking off one petticoat after another. And she wore 8 or 9 petticoats. And she dropped them one by one until finally there she was in what you'd call bloomers. Came down to the knee and with lace on them and so forth. Well, you know, that to me was a kind of an interesting thing.